Okay, up to what was done up to now, any questions, clarifications? Remember, if you are looking at the whole picture, started with Sadeva Saumidhamagram Asit, the main teaching. Before that was importance part of Satyam method. Okay. Remember, the whole question about Satyam Mithya is handled in the very first three examples. Okay. Even before the teaching has come. By the three examples of clay, gold and iron, he has established what is Satyam and what is Mithya. It's already done. Important aspect. Because without Satyam Mithya, how are you going to understand the oneness of things? What you see, what you experience, what you deal with on a day-to-day basis is plural, many, variety. Isn't it? What you see and deal and deal on a day-to-day basis, different colored chocolate, red and green and gold and white and pink and what else? Brown. Nana eva pashyati. But chocolate eva idam sarvam. The differences. The plurality here, the variety here, does not dismiss the oneness of the chocolate. Therefore, the plurality is mithya. Chocolate is one. Okay. Tadeva satyam. Barabar. That's why it's important to understand satyam mithya, because everything that you are dealing with is a dualistic world, pluralistic world, varieties of things. And there is no way one will be clear about Advaita unless Satyam Mithya is clear. This is at the heart of the whole thing. The heart of the whole thing is that one Satyam, everything else Mithya. Without understanding that, no amount of saying that your consciousness, your awareness, your this, your Satyam, nothing will work. The Satyam Mithya is not clear. That is why if you look at this, the whole teaching was spent on what? A theory of creation. To prove what? That there is no creation.
There is no creation.
Yeah. It's important to show that creation has come from a single source. It's important to show that. That all this has come from a single source. A single conscious source. And it's also important to show that what has come is only an appearance. There is no real coming. That's why he gave you the Trivitkar. And then that threefold this thing, he reduced your color. Look at the paradigm he has used. Because color, name, form, all this is what? Only perception. Therefore, what you say there is many is only a perception. Isn't it true? In fact, your perception does not conclude there is many. Your perception will tell you, okay, this is this color, this one form here. When I am looking at you, there may be 35 of us here. But it's one unit perception. Whole thing I'm seeing at one, like a camera thing, no? I'm seeing the whole thing at one. So there's actually only one perception. It is a mind that concludes, therefore they are different. Because it sees an apparent difference between one form and another form. Because both the forms function independent of each other. Two forms that you perceive function independently. It looks in the function independently. Therefore, the mind concludes these are independent realities. Because absolute reality is not known anyway. If that was known, there will be no issue. Since the absolute reality is not known, it concludes that each form is independent. The mind concludes that. It's a conclusion. Therefore, it is necessary to see that the differences are only nama rupa, therefore mithya. Only perceptual. It's only conceptual. You conceive of it like that. The whole creation is a concept anyway. It's only a thought for Brahman. Swa kamayata. He thought and it was so. Yeah?
If they are saying this is a thought, what is the necessity to even reveal that?
The necessity implies a motive. There is no motive. He thought, that thought is only, as I said, to indicate conscious entity. That's all. It is not to imply any motive. This is how the reality is. This is like asking, why does the sun shine? No motive, it shines. That's how the nature of the sun is. Similarly here, is how consciousness is. Sometimes there will be manifestation, sometimes there will be no manifestation. Because unless satyam mithya is clear, and remember when you say mithya, all that I take myself to be, other than the self, in my functioning world, the whole thing is mithya. What I hold as dear and near, as sacred, even as sacred, is mithya. The most important things in my life. Important, nobody is denying their importance. Mithya. Not real. You mean to say I am giving giving importance to non-real things? Yeah, you are. Importance can be given only to non-real things. Yeah. What are you giving importance to? Another name and form. Whether the name and form is called a thing or a person, it's name and form. Important to me? Sure. Does importance decide whether it is satyam or mithya? Can you see that? Importance, I accept the importance here. All my students are important to me. Therefore, I have to say they are all satyam. They are satyam meaning what? There are many. Or there is one satyam. Appearing as the many. Yeah, you may relate to one form different from the other form. Natural. Because forms are meant for relating. So the nature of relating between different forms will be different. Some are friends, some are foes, some are family. Some are friends, some are... That's fine. That's all the nature of relating. Nature of the forms. It's one thing to say that these are my relations. They quite another to take it as absolutely real. That's where the whole thing lies. Therefore, he established Satya Mithya first. Extended it to the world by saying everything is a manifestation. All this is nothing but Sad manifesting in various ways to form this whole thing. And the whole thing is Mithya. Therefore, what is left behind at the end of it is what? Satyam yourself. One Satyam. This is the whole teaching. The completeness of it.
That means you are seeing that in everybody.
Huh?
You are seeing that.
In everything.
In everything.
Because that happens to be me, I. It started as that. Tat. Ended as Tvam. Ended as Aham. Started as that. Why? Because I have to know it. I have to realize it. I want fulfillment. I want moksha. So it's put in third person. Ends up in what? First person. I.
Suppose the world ends one day, then what will happen to Satyam's
account? Satyam will remain as Satyam without manifestation.
And no Mithya.
No Mithya. Only Satyam is there. Sadeva Asid. Sadeva Asid. Pralaya, that's called Pralaya. All creation resolved. What is there? Only Satyam.
Yeah? That means Mithyatvam is unique to Advaita. How does Visheshadvaita explain it? Because they say you are part of
it. Yeah, they don't take it as Mithya. They take it as a real process. In Visheshadvaita, when you are talking about Panchikarnam, etc., you are taking that as a real process. Satya Mithya is not coming in. Same thing, same text they will interpret.
Yeah.
Therefore, all this has become like that. Therefore, Brahman or Ishvara has manifested as the whole creation, has become the whole creation. And you are part of that whole creation. Therefore, you are part of Ishvara. Satya Mithya is not taken. Everything else is taken.
Advaita the same.
Yeah, same thing. Duality. He has sat down there and made the whole thing. They locate. That infinity is located. They will become Dvaita. So in Visheshadvaita, the process, the Mithya process of appearance is taken as real.
That means for Dvaitin, then it becomes a Bhinna, no?
Yeah. The separateness.
It is Bhinna.
Yeah. Therefore, for Dvaita, you cannot really talk about Ishvara being everything.
Because
it will be like God created man in his image. Therefore, you contemplate upon God, all the Kalyana Gunas will come into you. There is no real moksha. Moksha is that going and being with God.
As a separate entity.
As a separate entity.
That's what
Ramanuja.
Yeah. Dvaita,
yeah.
Madhava.
So, for them,
when he says.
Same
God is Vishnu. Huh? Or yeah.
Shiva.
Exactly. Yeah. That's okay. Whatever you're calling. That's a name.
But they think Shiva is the.
They won't worship Shiva. No. That's true. That is some sort of religious intolerance coming in.
Really?
Yeah. It is religious intolerance, okay.
Well, because of that, in Karnataka, a division is there.
Correct. Every religion you will find it. There will be one sect of one religion not agreeing with another sect of the same religion. Every religion has this. We are mild compared to what is there in other religions. Yeah. It is there.
Ramanuja's guru went to. Ramanuja was asked to come to. Before the king, and scared that and signed this thing that Vishnu is the highest. Shiva is the highest, the Shaivite.
Yeah.
He wouldn't agree. He said, remove your blinding. He said, who are you to blind me? He plucked his eyes off.
There's a story like that.
Yeah, and then other disciple also was there. He was blinded by his brother.
Yeah.
And they went away after some. when the guru died, this disciples' lives were again brought up by praying to Varadaraja of Melkote or something like that.
So such
Kanchi, Kanchi.
Correct. Religious intolerance is religious intolerance. Why does religious intolerance come as an offshoot from this? It comes because what I see as true, it is only truth. Look at it. And intolerance is not based on knowledge. Intolerance is based on belief systems. That's why it's necessary to go by the Pramana. Look at the Pramana. The Pramana doesn't talk about Shiva or Vishnu. Or Allah or Jio or anything. What does it say? Sadeva Asit. What does it say? That Sat is Jagat Karanam Brahma. Brahman is a word. You don't even have to use that. You can just say Jagat Karanam. Sat is Jagat Karanam. No problems. But what was given as an Ishta Devata? Now what is an Ishta Devata? If Jagat Karanam Brahman is everything, there is Ishvara is everything. Really speaking, what is the relationship that you can have with Ishvara? What is the relationship you can have? There is no relationship. There is no relationship because you and I are one and the same. Can you see? Once you understand, where is the relationship? There is only oneness. Relationship implies two. There is only oneness.
Whenever we do puja, there is a particular.
There is.
Soham Bhavena.
Yeah, Soham Bhavena. Oh, that is Ahankara Upasana. I'll talk about that later. But this understanding, if the understanding is there, Lord and I are one and the same. Then the question, next question immediately that will come up is, then why do wise people also pray? When did you see them praying? Oh, before doing something. Or as part of doing something. When you are doing it as Jagat Karanam Brahman or one individual? Karma is coming from where? Jagat Karanam or one individual?
One
individual. Therefore, the individual now is relating to the total. Because Ishvara is the totality. Your functioning depends upon body and mind. Body and mind is individual. In reality, you are one and the same as Ishvara. In functioning, it's an individual thing. All functioning is based on form, no? Form follows function, or function follows form, either way. You say form follows function because that's the principle of design. So you're creating a form. Therefore, form follows function. Because keeping the function in view, the form was created. Therefore, for functioning is always dependent on the form. The form is individual form. However weight I put on, I won't become all-pervading.
You can't be all-pervading.
Therefore, the individual will invoke the totality for everything to work out. Your prayer becomes another function. When the heart, the wise person knows he and I are one and the same. Now, until you know that, you live a life of karma yoga or sannyasa, one of the two things. In fact, are Karma Yoga and Sannyasa different? They look different. Ekam Sankhyam Cha Yogam Cha Yapashyati Sapashyati. Who sees both as one, he sees the thing. How do you see both as one? Both are perceiving the truth. One along with everything else, one without anything else. Both are perceiving the truth. The question is, aur kuch hai ki aur kuch nahi hai? So the Karma Yogi does an action and has Prasad Buddhi. The Sannyasi has Prasad Buddhi without action. Yadrcha labha santushta. How does a sannyasi get things? Karma vashat, prarabdha vashat. He is not initiating any action, na? To make money, to do this, to do that. There is no initiating action. But prarabdha brings him. He also has to have prasadapati in Ishara. Let us say both lifestyles, both have not yet known the truth. So in living a life, the karma yogi has prasada buddhi. Sannyasi needs a little bit more prasada buddhi, not less. He also has to have Ishara arpanam, little bit more. Why? His whole life is arpitam. Yeah. You're living on bhiksha, you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. Therefore, Ishara Arpanam is more, not less. Prasada Buddhi is more, not less. Though you don't really call it Ishara Arpanam and Prasada Buddhi, that's a different thing. But the attitude is the same. Thoda aur jyada hota hai. So when it is more, not less, both require understanding of Ishara. Because functioning now, lifestyle, na? Lifestyle functioning, Ishara. So what was given, now Ishara, how do you relate? Cosmic order? Great. No issues. But you know, the cosmic order, unless it's very clearly seen, it's an abstract concept. Unless it's very clearly seen, then it becomes fact. It's a fact, but it has to be very clearly seen. One way of recognizing the order is, I'll make a statement right now here. You have to work it out in your life. How true that statement is. The statement is true for everyone. But you have to see how it happened in your life, then you'll understand the cosmic order. I will say, watch the statement. I'm deliberately putting it a little mystical. Your whole life was a conspiracy to get you here for this moment. The universe conspired to get you here to listen to this truth at this moment. That means what? From your birth onwards, you have to see what will happen in your life, how you got ready, the choices you made, the marriage you went through, the child that you had, everything got you to Vedanta. It can be said for anything else also. All that you did got you to marry that person. All that you did, it can be for anything. You have to see that pattern in your life. Then you'll understand what the order is about. In relationship with you. Not the whole order. But the order in relationship with you. Including the choices you made. Because that's also order at work. No? Remember the movie Matrix? The choice that he makes changes the thing. Exactly. The choice that he makes changes. No? Now people will say, "Are in general correct, I say." That's a block understanding. To really understand the whole thing as order takes time. And even if you understand, you will only understand it as a series of events and choices. You have to see the underlying play of Ishara there. Eh? The conscious sentient being behind the whole thing. It's a tall order. To relate to Ishara as a cosmic order is really speaking a tall order. Therefore, everyone has an Ishta Devata. That order I relate to this form. That makes it more personal for me. ठीक है. सो व्हेन यू टेक एन इष्ट देवता वेदर इट्स शिवा और वेदर इट्स विष्णु और एनीथिंग एल्स फॉर यू देयर इज ईश्वर रियली स्पीकिंग व्हाट इट इज इट्स अ फॉर्म थ्रू विच यू रिलेटिंग टू ईश्वर इजंट इट. Would you have to take it seriously? If you have to take it seriously, there has to be a sacredness of the whole thing. So that's how people start off. There's a sacredness. Achha. Then there'll be a lot of people who will say, this form alone is God. No other form. God doesn't say it. God doesn't say it. People say that. This form alone. God is saying, Bohusyam Prajaye. The whole universe. And what does this champion say? This form alone. Which was that movie, Kamala Hassan acting in half a dozen different roles?
Dashavatar.
It starts very beautiful, no? Ranganakka Swami, Ranga Swami, no? That's the song. And the next life he is born as a complete atheist. Why? Previous life experience was all that religion created only suffering and sorrow for him. Next life to have no religion. So the fanatic may be born in the next life as complete irreligion. The game is correct. So fanaticism comes here because you started taking it seriously. You have to, because that's how you're relating. That's a portal for you to relate to Ishvara. That's a gateway for you to relate to Ishvara. You have to take it seriously. Therefore, that is Ishvara for you. That's why in the beginning, what you'll do? You'll do an avahanam, no? This is Ishvara. Now, when is this Ishvara? Therefore, the form is Ishvara. If you are not careful, your mind can slip into being fanatical about it. To prevent that, in our temples, if the main deity is Vishnu, everything else will become devatas. Main deity is Shiva, everything, all other forms will become devatas. To show it is not exclusive. That's how the temple architecture is. Temple culture is supposed to be like that. Of course, what all forms will put in will depend upon how big or small the temple is. But if the main thing is missed, then you are welcome. Welcome to this thing. Yeah. So the whole thing can become end up being fanatic. Because you are missing the point. Belief is strong, backed up with a lot of ignorance. A lot of ignorance, wrong thinking. If ignorance is there, wrong thinking is natural. And strong belief together, it's a deadly mix. If it goes a little bit further, and it gets conditioned thinking along with that, conditioned to whatever that belief system evolves, you have the terrorist mind. See, it's very. Strong belief is not the issue. Erroneous thinking is the issue. A strong belief system is okay, not a problem. Can be managed. There, the thinking that backs up the belief system, there is where the issue is. And thinking can be shaped by your experiences, the people, the readings that you have done. Like someone said in the morning class, couldn't accept the grief of losing the mother, made the person an atheist. Your wrong thinking came from an experience. And not resolving their experience of grief can create that issue. Social conditions can create the issue. You're keeping on bombarded. Okay. Keeping on bombarded with the belief system. After some time you say, everyone around you is thinking the same. If everybody around you is thinking the same and you're bombarded with the same thing, you're the same. Yeah. It can be any belief. Vande Mataram is anti-Islamic. Vande Mataram anti-Islamic. This guy, kid growing up is hearing the same thing. So he really believes it is anti-Islam. What is anti-Islam in that? Nothing. But you are bombarded from childhood onwards. You can't salute anybody, not even the nation. Only God you can salute. You salute each other. Yaar. What are you talking about?
Salaam alaikum.
I know. You salute each other. What are you talking about? In fact, we go further. We say Namaha Te. Namaste. Yeah. Because you are also Ishara, we are also Ishara. So Namaha to each other. It's a very funny. YouTube video of Swami Chinmayananda. This one of the groups is floating around. Our class groups, one of the floating around. Only Swami Chinmayananda can act it out like that. You know? So we came in peace and trusting each other, etc. Therefore. But the Western mind, you may come with a secret weapon if we have to shake hands. And shake it well. Why? Nothing is hidden here. It should not fall out. Okay, no way. The Arab mind. You don't believe that shaking hand is not enough. Therefore you hug and look, udhar piche hai kidhar, idhar. Okay, he was making a joke of the whole thing. Yeah.
Greeting their particular surroundings, this is the thing that is going on.
It's a form of greeting, Baba, is cultural, doesn't matter. He was making a joke of the whole thing. But the idea is that you can end up with a fanatical belief if the thinking is wrong. Whether you are greeting each other by a handshake, by a namaste or air kissing, what does it matter? Greeting is greeting. No? Hey, if you look at it that way, it doesn't matter. A greeting is greeting. Okay. Or a hug or this. Culturally, what two people are comfortable is fine. What do you personally believe in? I am open to all these forms of greeting. I am comfortable with everything. There is nothing that makes me uncomfortable. That's it. Yeah, because it's true. What is sophistication? Cross-cultural comfort. My definition. Yeah. But that fanaticism comes. If mithyatvam is understood, there cannot be fanaticism. Can you see that? Even if the idea of mithya goes in, it's difficult to be fanatic after that. You may have strong reasons, strong beliefs, strong political views. That's okay. Strong belief system or a strong political view is not a problem. Because at the base of it, you know the whole thing is mithya. Therefore, this is a stand you are taking for a particular reason for this thing. That's all. That's all. Nothing more than that. That's why I said that whether it is within any religion, you will find these issues coming up. Because you always had teachers addressing small populations. every teacher will handle only a small population. Correct? Even if 10,000 people are coming, it's still a small population. And naturally, you will make the teaching specific to your audience. Because the audience has to understand. It's only in traditional Vedanta teaching, irrespective of the audience, the teaching is global. It is personalized here and there. Like for example, in this class, I am avoiding too much of technicalities. That is there in the Bhashya, I am avoiding that. Because everyone is not Bhashya level. So I will avoid some of the technicalities. But the idea is still global. That doesn't change. The big picture is always given. If that is not given, because made it too audience specific, isko bola, here, this is your God. Worship God like this. That can be taken personally, fanatically. Mera guru ne bola, ya mera guru vachanam. That's why two sadhus argue, and one of them doesn't have any argument left. And he doesn't have the intellectual honesty to say, okay, the other person is right. There is one escape clause given to him. Mera guru se hum aisa suna. Achha baba. Guru, then you go back and check up with your guru. This is what I am saying, you check up with your guru. Because guru vakya, we will not disturb. Escape clause. The problem will come, like in our group, when we are all students of the same guru. Kya guru vakya? No escape. That's good. No escape is good. At the same time, not to hurt people's feelings is escape plan. Sure. So this mera guru na bola becomes so important. Especially this problem will be there with the full timers mainly. Because your whole life is committed to it. No? Or even if they are householders, their level of commitment is that high. Then the same belief can become fanatic. And the problem is, up to here again there is no problem. Okay, I am fanatic in my belief. I don't want to hear any one of you. This is my belief, I am staying with this. Theek hai baba, tu yahi ja. No problems. The problem comes when not only I want to believe like that, I want to make you also believe like me. Irrespective of the religion. Irrespective of the religion. Then the problems will start. And such type of fanatical thinking, pockets of it, will be there in all religions. Why? Because there's a problem with the people. The people who have misunderstood the thing. Hinduism is broad-based. No? How many forms? 33 crores. Last time they counted. Because the last time there were only 33 crores of people living in the world. Now there is what? 5 billion? The whole world I'm talking about. That time when they counted. Only 33 crores. When did they last count? Now take a geometric progression but reverse. And see when there were 33 crores of people in the world. That is the date they counted. You can, mathematically you can calculate that. If the population is, I don't know, the rate of population has been like this, you can calculate back. When was the last time? A few centuries ago. Puranic times.
Assuming that growth rate is equal to our growth rate.
So, a religion which allows invocation of Ishwara in multiple forms like this, how can that religion be fanatic? That is not a fanatical religion. The pockets came in. A few people were like that. Correct. If you misunderstand the teaching, that will happen. A religion that wants to convert is fanatic. Why? I am right, you are wrong. Correct or not? Why should I convert you? Unless I sincerely believe for your good. That means you are thinking all my belief system is wrong and only your belief system is right. So even in your goodness, there is fanaticism. And you can use any thing to convert. The guy is suffering on the road, nobody to look after him. Bring him, take care of him, convert. In your goodness, there is fanaticism. I appreciate your goodness, not the fanaticism.
In Calcutta, that is what happened.
Yeah, she was a great lady, saintly. I'll accept that. But when she spoke against the Tyagi bill, that was in the 80s, I said, no, here she is going off. A fanatic is based on belief, doesn't know. And if it's based on belief, you'll have a crisis of faith. She also had it. She said, there were times I couldn't believe in God. So this priest had the problem, the crisis of faith. He went to the Pope, said, "Your Lordship, I can't take it anymore. I lost my faith." And the Pope leans forward. "I'll tell you what to do, my son." "What?" "Fake it." He's right. If you have some understanding and you're having a crisis of faith, sometimes acting as though you have faith will make it work. I'm not putting him in the wrong by saying it, okay? I'm putting him in the right.
Faking is that you are not faking the people. You are faking, you are pulling yourself.
You are faking to only yourself.
Yeah.
And see, it's faith oriented. Once again, if it is faith oriented, do you know your faith is true or do you know it is true? You don't. It is faith oriented, belief oriented. Belief is a judgment before knowledge. Therefore, subject to correction on verification. Would you, Swamiji? It's true, no? Because if it is faith based, there will be a crisis of faith. You better fake it.
Swamiji, Nyananda said, fake it to make it.
Yeah, fake it to make it, that's how it is. Because only based on faith, not based on understanding. Because it's human. Yeah, it's human. Therefore, this Christ. Whereas, in knowledge, that problem will not come up. I know this is to be true. So, you're suffering. I'm past karma rega yaar, kya karega? It must be some past karma yaar, forget it. You will take it. You may even say, "Lord, give me a break, okay? Too much of karma. Now don't send me a Kit Kat. You know I love chocolate, that is true, but here I'm asking for a real break." you'll joke like this. Because you don't miss the fact you are Ananda. If, depending upon how clear you are, the clarity of knowledge will get there. Otherwise, in everything else, crisis of faith will be there. Because most things are belief oriented. No? So fanaticism, etc. comes from here. Belief backed by wrong thinking. That I am the only person right. Everything else is wrong. And if I believe you are wrong, I will compromise on my value structure to make you believe me. So bluff, run down the other person's religion, all that. Why? Because I have to convert you to my thinking now. So any means are okay. Any means become okay. Ethics goes out of the window. If nothing else works, the power of the sword, the inquisitions, etc. All over it has happened. All over it has happened. wherever your belief system has been backed by wrong thinking, this will happen. Then it also becomes a power game. After that, it becomes a power game, it becomes a political thing. So, whole thing becomes messy, that's human. It is not the religion that's the issue. Neither Islam or Catholic religion is a problem by itself. The fanaticism, because faith oriented, backed by wrong thinking, that I have to convert you to my thinking. There is where the problem comes. So a religion that is converting is protesting against ghar vapsi. I am converting you, you convert me. Yaar, kya farak pada? Conversion should be like that.
Zoroastrianism doesn't...
In India, yeah. In India, yeah. See, look at it. If I believe in conversion, then the other person may convert some of my people also. No? Because conversion is the name of the game.
Yes.
But conversion is okay, ghar vapsi is not okay. What is that? It's such a political move. It is not belief oriented move. It's a fanatical move. Vishwahindu Parishad is not going and converting Romans in Rome. They're not.
Burma, Rohingyas.
Yeah. They're only saying people who are here who wants to come back. Who wants to come back. It's. Ghar vapsi is not a mission. It's not a missionary activity by the VHP. I'm not defending the VHP. I don't agree with everything that the VHP is doing. Okay? Some of the work they're doing is good. Some of it is problematic.
Swami, have you heard of C.F. Andrews?
Hmm?
C.F. Andrews?
C.F. Andrews.
Who's that? Was Mahatma Gandhi. It was Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
But he never believed in
Hinduism,
only Christianity.
Let him be. So let him be now. Who? I told you, I have Catholics coming to my class who wanted to convert, and I said, no. What is the point? You are learning Vedanta. Aur kya chahiye? Aur kya chahiye? Bas ho gaya na. Anyway, that apart, we are handling that issue. As a digression, I was handling that issue. Okay? Because if it's a belief system, this is what will come. Vedanta is based on understanding, on knowledge, not on beliefs. Yeah, Shraddha is part of the game. Why Shraddha is part of the game? Because you have to use a pramana. The pramana happens to be in the form of the words. The words take time to work. Therefore, give it that time. Have enough Shraddha to open up and look whether it is working or not. Believe the doctor when he says, open your eyes and see, and open your eyes. That much Shraddha you need. That much belief you need.
At least open the eyes.
Yeah, and open the eyes. That's it. Until you open the eyes, you need it. Similarly here, to look into the book, you need some Shraddha. But the Shraddha is counterbalanced by Pariprashnena Sevaya. Do Seva in terms of a lot of questions. So it's not blind belief. Therefore, the you don't find a fanatical Vedantin. You'll never find him. It's a contradiction in terms. You may find a Vedantin who wants to be a staunch Hindu. That you may find. But not fanatical. Since when did strong belief systems become fanatical? A strong belief system is not fanaticism. It's a strong belief system. No, I want to keep my mind open to everything. What are you committing yourself to then? You're a person who commits to nothing in life. Except some artha kama for yourself. That's all you'll commit. Breathe there one with soul so dead, who never to himself has said, this is my land, my native land. Remember that poem in English? No? His soul is dead, he can't say, this is my country also.
Okay.
Then what is it you are committing to? What is it that you are committing to? Tell me that. Anyone. I am talking about this across religions. That's why I always say, everyone requires an altar of surrender. To understand all this. Ishvara, idea. Otherwise, even other things will help you grow. Nation will help you grow. Community, family, this, that, anything will help you grow. What is your commitment? Ishvara is being part of being principle-centered. Your surrender is to Dharma. That's the understanding of Ishvara. Dharma is an expression of Ishvara in the world. Yeah, Dharma is a cosmic order. Ishvara is a cosmic order. So the expression is its principles, no? That's what governs the whole system. That's why in some translations they'll put Dharma as God. Dharma is not exactly God, but whatever. So an altar of surrender, important. At the same time, thinking, questioning, important. That'll prevent too much of fanaticism from coming. Thinking and questioning. And your prayer should be based on win-win thinking. What is win-win? That you are fine, I am fine. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. Old management principle, but old principle in India. Sarve bhavantu. Including that fanatic idiot. Sabko sanmati de bhagavan. Mere ko bhi, huh? That should also be added. Very good. Okay, this is why that sect difference came in India. Otherwise, the truth teaching is what? This is it. One truth, or okay. One truth, that's all. Everything else is apparent. So the portal that you took, your gateway to Ishvara, is only a gateway. To take it that. You are invoking Ishvara in this idol. It is an idol all the same. You can't miss that. You can't miss that. If you miss, there's a problem in that. Treat it as Ishvara, correct? So the puja room, the sacredness, all that fine. Good. Why? Because you are giving, that is how you are living when you are giving the pramana time to work in you. You are giving the time to work for this. That means what? I have to understand all principles of living as finite. Living as a finite entity. No principle is absolute. Ahimsa paramo dharma, dharmo himsa tatai vacha. It's a blessed example you can give. Ahimsa paramo dharma. I am a soldier on the battlefield. I can't. When the enemy comes, I will put down my weapon. Idiot, why did we spend so much of money on your training? You didn't have chosen you only. There is no conscription in India. There is no forced military service. It's all voluntary. Why did you not say that? Why did you want to come? मैं क्या करूं पापी पेट के वास्ते नो बट द सोल्जर ऑल्सो प्रैक्टिस अहिंसा Now this soldier, most soldiers I have seen have some spiritual bent of mind. You cannot see death and killing and deal with death on a day-to-day basis and not become spiritual. Always have. So how will he practice ahimsa? Obey the Geneva Convention. Won't shoot an unarmed soldier who is surrendering. If your enemy is injured and he has surrendered, you will give him also medical treatment. All these will become part of the practice of ahimsa by a soldier.
Yeah, but you practice ahimsa. The other side is not doing so. Yeah. You can't have, then you can't have it.
What is the job of a soldier? First job. To kill. Everything else is secondary.
Yes.
Are you ready for that? No. Don't join the army. Simple. Don't join now.
Yeah.
I can't join the army and say then I can't. My belief system. After all, we are free to have our belief system. Will a corporate accept it? It's your belief system. What? That I don't believe in advertising. After all, I should be free to practice my belief. Will a corporate accept that? Then why do you expect the nation to accept that in the army?
We have been selected.
Army is intolerant. What intolerant?
We have been selected after seeing an advertisement only.
Exactly. You responded, no? Are you seeing this? These are all liberal arguments to undermine institutions. Yeah, pseudo liberal arguments here to undermine institutions.
See
that, literally. Yeah. Similarly, any principle you take, honesty, yeah. But if somebody's life, etc., is involved, if life is there, honesty can be there. If life itself is not there, what honesty are you going to practice? So the value of honesty becomes subservient to the value of life. I received a lot of forwards, you know, looking through them in the break. So one was a very beautiful statement. Forced sexual relationship in a marriage is okay, but sexual relationship by two consenting adults is not okay. The paradox of life. So like this, there are a lot of principles in life. We have to see the relativity of the whole thing. Educating a girl child is expensive. Let us save up that money for dowry. Tragic comedy it is. Yeah, it's a tragic comedy, no? The girl is told, don't mix around with boys. Sleep with the boy we select for you. When we put it like this, how silly the whole thing sounds. Yeah, understand, all principles are limited. That's why I'm deliberately saying these things. I could have put it in a more jovial manner by bringing in my Venkata Ramana, but I didn't. Okay. Why do I have to crack joke all the time? I'm a teacher, not an entertainer. I don't have to crack joke all the time. I'm only speaking about Venkat Ramana. I don't have to be Venkat Ramana. So it's okay. Okay. Now, the next section that we are here, remember that Tattvamasi was said, all that clarity came. I was digressing to so that other problems will not come into it. Because remember, we are looking at life more globally than the simple text. Okay. I don't know whether, I think the next section, section 7,
section 6,
is very simple.
Section 6.
Okay.
445.
Huh?
445.
45 we did?
No.
Of course. One part becomes a mind, one part becomes a prana, one part becomes.
No.
Huh?
You
didn't?
The 6th section we have done.
6th section we have not done.
Okay. Okay, it's correct, section 6, okay. No, 6th is an elaboration, that's why I said we will look at it topic wise. 6th is an elaboration, if you look at it, if you look at the translation, very simple, you know. Okay, he is giving an example. He says, Dagnaha Saumya Madhyamanasya Yo Animase Urdham Samudishati Tatsarpi Bhavati. Then when Dagna curds is churned, Manthamanasya, and churned, when you churn the curd, Yo Animaha, what is subtle? So Urdham Samudishati. So Urdham Gachati, it rises upwards to form butter. To form butter. Here in the translation is put clarified butter. Clarified butter is when you heat it up to make ghee. Translator must have been some sadhu who didn't know the difference between butter and ghee. Kya karega yaar? Sadhu aadmi hai. Okay. Translated by Swami Gambhiranand. Okay, understandable. Gambhiranand is a sadhu from childhood onwards. Okay, so understandable.
Okay.
That is to be removed. Yeah. So similarly he says, then after that it's all similarity. Okay? Food, subtle part becomes the mind. Which you've seen before. Other part becomes muscle, flesh, etc. Then water, subtle part becomes the prana. Other part becomes blood, etc. Body fluids, etc. Then fire. Fire is butter, ghee, etc. When eaten, subtle part becomes speech. That's why I said, na, remember that example I gave? All singers. Bolenga, thoda ghee le lo. Yeah. Achha. Therefore, the mind is made up of food, prana is made of water, and speech is by fire. Subtle part of all these things. Sukshma aspect. That's all the thing. Okay. To prove this further, he gives him a workshop. Workshop is what? Experience or interrelating. Yes, ab suna hai. Kaisa food becomes the mind. What is mind? Food becoming mind? Kaisa kidhar se? So he says, Shodasha Kalasha Kalaha Purusha. A person has got 16 parts. Therefore, don't eat for 15 days. Tell the boy. Shetaketu, okay? He's put through experience and learning of a workshop. Okay? 15 days, don't eat. Drink as much water as you want. Pani kitna bhi pilo. So 15 days fast, itna bada baat kya hai? Have you seen our Marwari's fasting? Ek mahina fast kar dega.
Jain.
Jain. Jain. Ek mahina pass kar dega. But what surprises me is weight loss kaisa nahi ho gaya. Hota hai. But they are so bulky, it doesn't show. Abhi 100 kilos mein 5 kilo nikal gaya to thodi dekhega. Correct? With 100 kilos, if you lose 5 kilos by fasting 1 month, where will it show? It won't show. They will. Anyway, so 15 days don't eat. Why is it said a person can last only 15 days without food? We are talking about normal person with very little adipose covering. Remember, he was living in a Gurukula all these years. सो ब्रेकफास्ट लंच एंड डिनर नहीं होता है, खाली लंच और डिनर होता है, टू मील्स रहते हैं.
Not in Rishikesh.
Not Rishikesh. It is not like Rishikesh food. It is not like food here.
What are the
16 parts? You, I will come to it, 16 parts. That means you will last for 16 days without eating. We will last a bit longer. Why? Thoda adipose covering jyada hai. There is enough reserves. We will last longer. This guy, slim. ब्रह्मचर्य करके आ गया. टू मील्स अ डे ही हैज बीन सर्वाइविंग लाइक हाउ वी यूज्ड टू लिव इन ऋषिकेश. मॉर्निंग भिक्षा, इवनिंग भिक्षा. मॉर्निंग भिक्षा इज 11 o'clock इन द मॉर्निंग, दाल रोटी. इवनिंग भिक्षा इज 6 o'clock इन द इवनिंग, रोटी दाल. फॉर अ चेंज, इफ यू लिव लाइक दैट, या आई वॉज अ गुड 10 kilos lighter. Unhealthy, but okay. Yeah. Gurukula Vasa is a little bit more healthier because some fruits will be there. No? Dal roti sabji will be there. So it's more balanced. But only 2 meals a day. Okay. You want to live a life without diabetes? See that you fast for 6 hours between meals. Your first meal, breakfast at 8 o'clock, lunch is at 2 o'clock, nothing in between. And dinner is at 8 o'clock, nothing in between. And from dinner to breakfast, nothing in between. Water you can have, water you can have. Nothing to spark insulin production. Any food you put in will spark insulin production. So the body will eat its own surplus. If you need anything in between, body will eat its own surplus. It'll get rid of your dead cells very fast. It'll get rid of extra fat. And no insulin is being stimulated. So no weight gain will happen. If you're already diabetic, make that 2 meals.
Make that?
2 meals. 2 solid good meals. Barabbar khane ka. You should get 2000 calories from that 2 meals. Or at least 1800 calories.
With the gap of 8 hours.
Minimum 8 hours. Gap. You can reverse diabetes with this.
This new theory, eat every 2 hours.
Yeah, all that.
To lose weight and all.
No, that. Anyway, here he says, you fast for 15 days. Sida. Drink all the water you want. Okay, so he came, 15 days guy, serious guy, you know, committed learning, yaar, come on, no cheating, 15 days pani par jiya, then he came to the father, he says, please chant the Rig mantras, or the Yajur mantras, or the Sama mantra, kuch yaad nahi aa raha hai. वो याद नहीं आ रहा है बिकॉज नॉट इनफ गोइंग टू द ब्रेन, नॉट इनफ एनर्जी गोइंग टू द ब्रेन. ओके, दैट मीन्स व्हाट ही सेज. ओके, ऑल राइट, यू डोंट रिमेंबर एनीथिंग नाउ. सो 16 कलास, सी 16 इज अ नंबर. ओके, आगे पीछे हो सकता है. Because you must have looked at the boy, okay? Kuch extra fat nahi hai. 15 days fast. So he says, 1/16 of your prana is remaining in your system. It's like a small ember. The fire has died down, but there is a small ember. So you add fresh leaves and twigs to it, fan it, it'll rise up again. So now go. Slowly get back. Start eating food for another 15 days. Another 15 days he ate food. Then he came. He said, Abhi chant. Now everything is removed. What is this exercise for? To show the subtle part of the food becomes your... That's all. The extra is only for that much. That's why I'm skipping over all the verses. So each verse will translate connect. Hey, simple. Yeah. Simple. And he said, that's why I asked you to drink water, because water, subtle part of water becomes prana. If you stop drinking water, you'll go faster. Why? The prana will go out of your system. Unless you're a dragon warrior and you can live for a year by licking the dewdrops from the leaves. My body requires a little bit more than that. Okay. So that's why the boy says, drink water, prana should remain in your system. If prana goes, then there is no question of ember to be this thing. Prana bhi chale jayega to kya kare? Okay. So the whole idea is only based on this much. This is only proving what he has said. What he has said is not about insulin, fasting, weight loss. It's not about all that. It is what? What you have taken as yourself, the body, is nothing but annam. Including your mind, the subtle part of food is your mind. Yeah? Therefore, all that you have taken as yourself is what? Fire.
Water
and earth, annam. That. Therefore, what are you? Sadeva Saumedam Asit Ekameva Adityam Tattvam Asiti. That is what you are. Everything else is what? Just this much. Yeah. It's what you have taken as yourself. What is this yourself that you took? What is this yourself? Food? Drink? Okay. Therefore, the nutritionists will say, you are what you eat. And the Vedantins will say, you are annam, you are annadaha. You are both the food and the eater of the food. Aham annam, aham annadaha. You know, that's Vedic chanting. Aham annam, aham annadaha. I am the eaten and the eater both. Why? Sadeva Soumya. From Sad, all this Asrajata, all this manifestation. What? The eater and the eaten both. You are both the eater and the eaten. You are both the eater and the eaten. Why? You are food and drink for all the mosquitoes, all the bacteria. For mosquitoes, you are food and drink. Khun chusta ke nahi? You are food and drink. So you are the eater or the eaten? I am both the eater and the eaten. I am the eater of the food and I am the eaten the food as well. The mosquito bit me. ठीक है कितना दिन जिएगा देखेगा दो दिन में मर जाएगा because that's a mosquito's life anyway. It's like the joke, the snake bit me and the snake died. Yaar main kya karu? How am I guilty of that? If the snake bites you and the snake dies, there's no problem. But if a dog bites you and the dog dies, you better take anti-rabies injection. Even though the dog that it died, not you. But you will also become like that if you. No, therefore, this is where the whole thing is. You are not what you eat, you are both the eater and the eaten. Why? Sad. From that sense, the existence, all this manifests. So, eater, eaten is two forms relating to each other. Eater, eaten. And that will eat me. If there is too much of that going inside. Yeah.
I have heard that if the inner lining of the stomach is not refreshed every 3-4 days or whatever,
yeah,
there is a duration,
the acid that is produced inside the stomach. We'll eat away the...
That's why when they go to naturopathy and put you through that fasting business, they make you drink a lot of water to flush it out. So this experiencer experiences yourself. Why? From Sat everything is manifested. Two forms are relating. What are you? The underlying reality. That existence awareness. Tattvamasi iti. That which is Sat before is available as Sat right now itself. Why? It's a manifestation, it's not a modification. It's an appearance, not a modification. How do you know that? Tat srishtva, tat anupravishati entered. As the Atma he entered. He entered meaning what? As it is available. As it is available. As I. That is available as I. Tat sat. It's available as I. Aham asmi iti. इतना ही बात है. वेदांत खत्म हो गया. और क्या बोलने का? अभी बोलने का है देयर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड डीप स्लीप. व्हाट इज देयर एक्सपीरियंस? ही लुक्स एट वेरियस एक्सपीरियंसेस. ही लुक्स एट वेरियस एक्सपीरियंसेस. ओके है ना? गुड टाइम. आई होल ऑफ टुमारो एंड हाफ ऑफ द डे आफ्टर. ओके सो if it is clear, what do you do? Go and have a cup of coffee or okay. At least been going for a walk. It's cleared up. Okay. Om Tat Sat. We'll meet at 7 for the satsang. One or two interesting questions also, some of this is good.